How to feel your way through life. The power of emotions. Take a moment to settle in. Begin to notice your breath or the sounds around you. Perhaps even notice the sensations in your body. This is to support you on how to feel your way through life. And how you can make a relationship and allow the power of emotions to support you. We live in a world that often encourages us to think our way through everything, making decisions from the head, analysing, planning, pushing forward. But there's a deeper wisdom available to us, a guidance system that lies in the heart of our emotional experience. Emotions are not just reactions. They are messengers. They tell us what matters. Emotions tell us what feels aligned, what feels right, what feels uncomfortable. And emotions tell us what needs our care. Joy, sadness, anger, fear, peace. There are so many differing emotions, and each emotion is a part of a symphony that makes you human, that makes your journey through life uniquely yours. To feel your way through life means to begin trusting those emotional cues. If something fills you with lightness or excitement, follow that path. If a situation makes you feel heavy or tense, pause. Ask yourself what that feeling is trying to say. Understand what you need when you feel those challenging emotions. Your body is speaking to you all of the time. And you have choices. You can ignore it until it gets louder and louder and louder. You can think the feeling until it gets faster and more overwhelming. Or you can learn to sit with that feeling, to meet that feeling, to feel it as a sensation in your body and ask it what it needs. Your body is speaking to you all of the time, and you have the choice to listen, or you have the choice to neglect it. And if you neglect it, it only gets louder. And if you listen to your body and the emotions, the feelings, you learn to navigate, you learn to understand. A bit like a roller coaster, you learn to go with the highs and find ways through the challenges. Your body, your emotions are always speaking to you. This isn't about being ruled by emotions, but rather being in a relationship with them, learning from them, acknowledging them, and using them as tools for deeper connection with yourself, with life, with the world, with other people. When you allow yourself to feel, when you learn to feel safer in your feelings, when you learn to acknowledge them, to name them, and to let the sensations in your body be, then you become more present. You gain access to another part of you. You understand intuitive knowing. Your body tells you. You become softer. You become wiser. And life feels very different. So the next time you have a feeling or some feelings and you're unsure of what to do, pause. Feel. Ask yourself, how does this feel in my body? And then notice, what are you thinking about that feeling? Because a lot of the time, the way you think about that feeling is what makes it uncomfortable. So go back to a pause and ask again, how does this feel in my body? Let your emotions guide you gently towards what is real, what feels right, and what is true for you. And now let's practice a little more emotional awareness. I want you to bring to mind a current situation or decision or relationship in your life. Tune in to your body and your emotions and become aware what emotions are present right now. Where do you feel them in your body? If these emotions could speak, what would they say? That's it. And if it helps, get a pen of paper and write down the questions. What emotions are present right now? Where do I feel these feelings in my body? If these emotions could speak, what would they say? The more we begin to feel, the more we begin to feel more comfortable in our feelings. If you wanted to practice even more, you could do a daily check-in. And you could just notice, how is this? You could use the mood scale in this app and allow you to really notice how you feel, what you need with that feeling, how you can lead into this feeling, how you can sit with it. Emotions are a guide. So again, think about a recent moment when you followed your emotions in making a decision. Think about a decision you've made recently, whether it's going to meet someone, whether it's a project, whether it's handing in a homework, seeing a friend. Think about what emotion led you to that decision. What did it feel like in your body? What was the outcome of that feeling and decision? What did you learn about yourself? And let's try another exercise to tune into your intuitive wisdom. I want you to ask yourself a question that you've been pondering. Then place your hand on your heart and notice what arises. It could be any question, from what college do I want to go to what I want to do this evening, tomorrow, next weekend. With your hand on your heart, ask, what emotions am I feeling? What message or insight am I receiving from this place of feeling? And learn to trust. Learn to acknowledge those feelings. Learn to honour them. And learn to trust them. And notice, as we've worked through the power of emotions and feeling your way through life, that it really supports you to have a healthy relationship with your feelings. It makes life feel more. And if you feel safer in your feelings, life feels safer. So using the mood scale, using the safe, using these voice notes and the workshop sheets, you can find ways to make friends with all of your feelings. And if you practice every single day, like any skill, you get really good at it. And when you're really good at feeling your feelings, you know, you feel that no matter what life throws your way, you'll find a way through. You'll feel a way through. So take a few deep breaths, breathing in soothing calm. Let everything settle in your mind and your heart. And take another deep breath in. And as you do so, breathe out and release. And take good care of your heart today. And allow yourself to learn to lean into your emotions, to feel life as it is.